longer, I'd drink up my last dime. Because my drink problem left today. She packed up all her things and walked away. And it looks like off the bottle now is where I'm gonna stay.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Stairway to Stardom. It's the show that reaches out to new talent, reaches out to people who have the ambition and the ability to succeed, but need to be given the opportunity to be seen and heard. Talent coordinator Tilly searches out this talent and brings it before the camera for your approval and for their first step on the stairway to stardom. If you're interested in appearing on the show, stay tuned for further information.
If loneliness drives some girls to prostitution, it drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci, and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
those fellow workers that are at the back there?
No. Sometimes you see a couple of cars pull up or something you don't expect it. You know, I presume it'll be. That's what I mean. I'm not saying it's anybody I know, but if it was a couple of years ago, I'd say that it's just people pull up and turn around in the disabled car park. Sometimes I'm not going to
accept all the way.
Expect it. You know, I presume it'll be.
Anybody touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss on.
As randomly it falls to pieces, it doesn't really go away, just gets a bit less every day, feels entropic as the heat decreases. I pick out the urchin spines, you get back on your many crosses. I think that April's cruel, but there's something destructive in the air. After summer we can count the losses. It's bittersweet without a sweet. Honey from the rock without the honey was never absolutely clean. Never really loves young dream. A pair of fairly fucked up bunnies. To you tonight, hold your hands and feel the world unravel. So tired of everything we know, see how the cliches flock like crows. Pretty soon we're back to flint and gravel, back to wrangling in the bar, raking through some existential drivel. It was grudgingly sublime, or possibly a waste of time. We sit back and watch the roses shrivel. It's bittersweet without the sweet. Honey from the rock without the honey. An unedifying scene, but ridiculous and mean. It seems the pessimists were on the money. Say that we have learned some lessons. Was just a bloody mess that I will not attempt to dignify. Consistent with our first impressions, just bittersweet without the sweet. Bittersweet without the sweet. Just bittersweet without the sweet.
Imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. We talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Oh. Sam.
I
am that Sam.
I
am that Sam.
I
am.
I do not
like that Sam.
I
am.
Do
you
like green eggs
and ham? I do not
like that
Sam.
I
am.
I do not
like green eggs
and ham.
Would you
like them
here
or there?
I would not
like them
here
or there.
I would not
like them
anywhere. I
do not
like green eggs
and ham.
I
do not
like them
Sam.
I
am.
Would you
like them
in
a house?
Would you
like them
with a
mouse?
I do not
like them
in
a house.
I
do not
like them
with
a
mouse.
I do not
like them
here
or there.
I
do
not
like them
anywhere. I
do
not
like green eggs
and ham.
I
do not
like them
Sam.
I
am.
Would you
eat them
in
a
box?
Would you
eat them
with a
box?
Not
in
a
box.
Not with
a
box. Not
in
a house. Not with
a
mouse.
I would
not
like them
here
or there.
I would
not
like them
anywhere.
I
would
not
eat green eggs
and ham.
I
do not
like them
Sam.
I
am.
Would you
could
you
in
a
car
eat them
here
they
are.
I would not
could
not
in
a car.
You
may like them.
You
will
see.
You
may
like them
in
a
tree.
I
would
not
in
a
tree.
I would
not
could not
in
a
tree.
Not
in
a car.
You
let
me
be.
I do not
like them
in
a
box.
I
do
not
like them
with
a
box.
I
do not
like them
in
a
house.
I do not
like them
with
a
mouse.
I do
not
like them
here
or there.
I
do
not
like them
anywhere.
I
do not
like green eggs
and ham.
I
do not
like them
Sam.
I
am.
Train
a
train
a
train
a
train.
Could
you
would
you
on
a
train?
Not
on
a
train.
Not
in
a
tree.
Not
in
a
car.
Sam,
let
me
be.
I
would
not
could
not
in
a
box.
I could
not
would not
with
a
box.
I will
not
eat them
with
a
mouse.
I will
not
eat them
in
a
house.
I will
not
eat them
here
or there.
I will
not
eat them
anywhere.
I
do
not
like them.
Sam,
I
am.
Say
in
the dark.
Here
in
the
dark.
Would
you
could
you
in
the dark?
I would
not
could not
in
the dark.
Would
you
could
you
in
the
rain?
I would
not
could not
in
the
rain.
Not
in
the
dark.
Not
on
a
train.
Not
in
a car. Not
in
a
tree.
I do
not
like them
Sam.
You
see.
Not
in
a house.
Not
in
a
box.
Not with
a
mouse.
Not with
a
box.
I
will
not
eat them
here
or there.
I do
not
like them
anywhere.
You
do not
like green eggs
and
ham.
I do
not
like them
Sam.
I
am.
Could
you
would
you
with
a
goat?
I would
not
could not
with
a
goat.
Would you
could
you
on a
boat?
I could
not
would
not
on
a
boat.
Will
not
will
not
will
a
I
will
eat
not
them
in
the rain.
I
will
not
eat them on
a
train
not
in the dark.
Not
in
a
tree.
Not
in
a
car.
You
let
me
be.
I
do
not
like them
in
a
box.
Do
not
like them
with
a
box.
Will
not
eat them
in
a house.
Do
not
like
them
with
a
I do
not
like them
here
or there.
I
do
not
like them
anywhere.
I
do
not
like green eggs
and
ham.
I do not
like them
Sam.
I
am.
You
do not
like them.
So
you
say
try
them.
Try
them.
And
you
may
try
them.
And
you
may
I say
Sam.
If
you
will
let
me
be.
I
will
try
them.
You
will
see.
Say.
I
like green eggs
and ham.
I
do.
I
like them
Sam.
I
am.
I
would
eat them
in
a
boat
and
I
would
eat them
with
a
goat
and
I
will
eat them
in
the
rain
and
in the dark
and
on
a
train
and
in
a
car
and
in
a
tree. They
are
so
good
you
see.
So
I
will
eat
them
in
a
box
and
I will
eat them
with a box, and I will
keep them
in a house, and I will
keep them
with a
mouse,
and I will
keep them
here and
there.
Say I will
keep them
anywhere I do
so,
like green eggs
and ham.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sam.
I
am.
When a deadline's coming at you and you've got no place to run, 'cause your strategic application isn't close to getting done. Man, you're so far over budget, it's like you're drowning in the sea. To take a gulp of air, you need it to declare an application development emergency.
It's time to work your magic, time for table-driven rad. Digital and IBM. And you know that just to port, it's gonna take eternity. Because the truth is that you're really staring at an application development emergency.
Oh, it's time to work your magic,
magic.
Grab the portability.
Oh, it's time to work your magic,
magic. 'Cause
it's totally cost free.
Yeah, it's time to work your magic.
Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
We'll be right back.
is that why your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Mean a chest high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Lightly.
Get away from here. Man, is that the Reaper Man?
That's the Reaper Man.
I believe he's lost his mind.
I think he lost his mind.
ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
Have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
If he says he swam to China, tell you South Carolina, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man!
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
If he says he walks the ocean, and in time he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to reefer man.
Reefer man!
Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a Pennsylvania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. If he says Wall Street is funny, cause he won't sell the Atlantic, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
We'll be right back. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
Korea, Sunday, October the 5th, 1975. Dear Mom, well, I guess I'll tell you all the death story of my ugly birthmark. When and how I got my birthmark off. Well, it all started when the swimming pool here was open. Every time I went down there to get a good tan, everybody would look at my birthmark. So for a while, I let it go. It really didn't bother me that much. But I kept looking at it in the mirror, and I just got so fed up with it. So one day, while I was working out, I talked to a friend of mine who happened to be an army doctor. And so I asked him about cutting off something like a birthmark on your body. And he replied that the army wouldn't do nothing like that, and that it was against army policy to ever cut something like that off your body. Well, I had told myself that there's no way of doing it, and I had to live with it, and I convinced myself to just live with my birthmark. I said God put it on there, and so it'll stay there. Well, I went for about a week, and everybody asked me, "What's that on your back?" until I got so tired of it. So I talked to a one Sergeant Joe, who told me he knows someone in Hangchang that would cut it off. Sergeant Joe is one of our Korean MPs that live here on post. And you know what? He sure can speak good English. So the next day, me and him went to the hospital. It didn't look like a hospital. And he and I talked to the doctor there. You know what? The doc knew real good English, too. He went to school in the U.S., so he knew of what I wanted. Well, he just talked to me for a while and just asked me a few questions and told me to come back the next morning at 10. The next night, I was so scared that I wasn't going to do it. But the next morning, I got up, got dressed, went ate breakfast, and boy, was I scared. I just thought that if someone found out I did it, boy, would I be in trouble. But I kept right on thinking about surprising you all when I come home and didn't have no birthmark. And I even surprised me. It was my one dream to have it off. So I went to the doc at about 10 o'clock, and he was there. We went in his office, and he talked to me a little more and looked at my birthmark a little more. Then we went into the next room, where three fine, good-looking nurses gave me a physical before going into the operating room. Then I told the doc, Doc Jams, that I wanted to be fully asleep before ever seeing a butcher knife. But seems he had other plans of his own in his mind. The nurses gave me a shot. Boy, that just about killed me. And I thought that it was to put me to sleep. So I was expecting to fall asleep. But then all of a sudden the doctor said, "Let's go in here." So I got up, and all I had on was my jeans. They didn't even wheel me in the operating room. And guess what? It reminded me of when I worked at Colburn's meat shop. Really, there was just a long table in the center of the room. And another doctor with this rag around his mouth.